Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the American Idol Season 18 Top 10 After Show. Whoa, we went fast from 20 to 10, but don't worry, I'm not going to talk about this all by myself all night long. I have got Lisa Macy in the house. She has been a fan since truly, truly day one. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, day one. Good to see you both.
You too. And also, we have our technical music expert, Mr. Hamza Khan. Hi, Hamza.
Hey, ladies. How are you guys doing? Happy May the 4th be with you from the East Coast.
Oh, shout out. Guys.
What time is it for you, Hamza?
1:15 a.m.
Ooh.
Couldn't do it.
I wouldn't miss this for the world. I would not miss you guys for the world. Let's go.
We appreciate it.
Well, we have a lot to get into tonight. We're going to talk about the people that we are sad that left. There are a lot of them. Going to talk about some surprises. There was a little, it wasn't a twist, but there was a surprise at the very end. And of course, we'll be talking about the best performances of the night. We've got some news, as always, from Lisa. A fun special segment from Hamza. There's something that I want to do first. It's a little different than normal. We've come across a photo that involves one of our co-hosts. It's not me. It's not Hamza. It's Lisa. Y'all, Lisa was in the photo with Ryan Seacrest that he has in his house, right, Lisa?
Yes. Okay. So what this photo is, this was one of the original seasons of American Idol where I'm actually right behind Simon Cowell. But that desk right there that the idols are sitting at is the one that Ryan's using right now to film remotely from at his house. He dug out that old desk from his garage. And now that they're filming the show remotely, that desk right there is the one that Ryan's hosting from.
Definitely an old OG, man. Definitely an OG.
Yes, such an OG. And Simon, exactly. You were, my bad, you were not in this photo with Ryan. You're in there with Simon, Paula, and Randy. So that's a big one. And you've also been behind a desk with Mr. Ryan Seacrest on KTLA.
Yes, ma'am.
Lisa and her A-listers.
Come on. Lisa's American Idol takeover. We're so excited to be with our very own Lisa Macy tonight as she kills the game on the cool photos. So Lisa, tell me, you first, what are your overall thoughts tonight, top 10?
There were definitely some shocking people that left. I didn't agree with all the decisions. I do think the Idol got a little more in the swing of things this week. Last week, we were still getting used to the format. By this week, I was a little more used to it. And I think they did a better job of not making all the songs sound so overly produced. We had that complaint a lot last week. And I don't know why, for some reason this week, I didn't notice that problem at all. And you guys, we had four different guest judges, but there's the photo. Oh my gosh, that's the KTLA photo.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Ryan, our producer, Ryan.
Yes.
Thank you for the grab.
Yeah.
That was it, y'all. We don't just talk a big game over here. Mm-hmm. We speak truths, facts. Right.
Yep. That was Ryan Seacrest and me talking music, talking life. Yep.
Love it. Okay, sorry, continue.
So I feel like Idol got in its groove today, and you guys, Stevie Wonder was on the show. It cannot be a bad show when Stevie Wonder's there. I just wish there was more of him. What a legend, you know?
Absolutely. What about you, Hamza?
Yeah, you're right, Lisa. Stevie Wonder was just so much fun to watch him and Lionel Richie just speak to one another. He can be my spirit animal, because I think at one point he said he dreamed of instruments that don't even exist. Oh my God, that was just awesome. If I could just watch them go back and forth on a Zoom call, that'd be so much fun. I can do that all day.
I agree with all of the Stevie Wonder. He should be there every day. He should be on every TV show, actually. Hearing that voice makes everything perfect. What's not perfect is everybody that went home and I'm a little upset. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into it. Otherwise, I did think a lot of the performances were good. I think some of the people last week that I was saying needed to step it up or go a little different direction, they did that, I thought, tonight. And yeah, so let's get right into it. Let's talk. Oh, actually, we're in the chat, y'all. There's a lot of people talking to us in the chat. We've got, let's see who we've got. We've got Tara Baltz, Lisa S., Jonathan Lowe, and that's who we've got for right now. But I see some people lurking. I see 12 of you. I said about four names. So come on, guys, tell us what you think. We want to hear it. They're currently discussing their favorite performances of the week. So I'll save that for the end. Tara Baltz says, cool, I'd imagine, to your coolness, Lisa, and love Stevie. So absolutely. Yeah. So let's get into some of the people that we were sad about going home. Who wants to start? Hamza does. Great.
Why they got to get rid of Dwayne?
Yo.
Why they got to get rid of Dwayne? I mean, I guess it's America, American Idol, right? They vote. Yeah. America's not been the best with voting nowadays, I guess, but.
Oh boy.
Yeah, man, Dwayne had a vocal range, man. He had control on his voice. His melodies were great. He knew what he was doing when he sang. It's, I don't know what it is. Maybe he just didn't have a big enough fan base behind him. Maybe he just didn't rally the troops as much. But I even left him a message on his Instagram. Hopefully he'll like and tweet or something. But I felt like that was the one for me that I was the saddest to see go.
I think that's a good point about America voting, because I think the problem that always happens with these shows where it's up to America at a certain point, they're meaning like at the most pivotal point of these shows, the people that are fans of people aren't voting. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you're obsessed with Dwayne, let's say, maybe you're obsessed with him, but then you just move on to whatever you're doing next. Guys, please vote for the people that you like, because it's their dream.
Right.
You hear me? America, vote for Dwayne next time. Wherever Dwayne goes after this, make sure he makes it. It's crazy.
It's easier and cheaper to support them by voting than to buy t-shirts, merchandise, CDs, concert tickets. Right?
There you go. And Hamza, remember how his family was all dancing around last week too? Oh, I'm gonna miss that. The little Dwayne. Kids. I know.
Okay. Anybody else, Hamza?
No, that was pretty much it for me. Dwayne was the one that I was like really. The other ones I thought could have done better actually made it, which was kind of weird. So I didn't even want to talk about them right now. But Dwayne was the real one for me that I didn't like seeing him go. That made no sense to me.
What about you, Lisa? Great. Who do you got?
So I had two. First of all, Trina, you know how you said last week, if Kimmy Gabriella went home, it'd be my fault.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't forgotten about it. Darn it. She went home. No. Gosh, you know, I was so afraid of this. I loved her. She should still be there. Her voice is so good. But she went first last week. And it was one of those really overproduced performances. And I just don't think for viewers, maybe they forgot about it as the show went on and they saw other performances. I think they forgot about her. So that was sickening to see. And then Franklin Boone, I couldn't believe that he went home. I don't understand it. The only thing I can think of, maybe the song wasn't exciting enough, but I thought he did.
Yeah.
The judges loved it. But maybe the song wasn't memorable enough, the Tears for Fears song. But I cannot believe that either one of them left. Those really hurt.
Right.
I think that, we said it last week too, Kimmy being the first one to go in this new format, and they didn't really give it a lot of time because they had to fit 20 people into 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So they didn't give it a lot of time for us to fall into the episode. And I even said, wait, what did Kimmy say? Like, I just got lost in a little bit of the new madness. So I would imagine that's what happened to a lot of people. And again, not voting for who you love. And Franklin Boone, to me, obviously, who is so good. But I also said last week he could get lost by sounding the same.
True.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
And, you know, I predicted that it's your fault for Kimmy, and I predicted that Franklin. just kidding, kind of. My sad ones were Lauren Spencer Smith. I just really, really loved her last week. And I think that she could probably move on from here pretty well. She could even go to Broadway with that voice. Yeah. So hopefully she explores all avenues. I was also really upset that Olivia didn't go through. I know last week we said what we said about the Billie Eilish song. Oh, you guys liked it. And I liked it too. No,
I liked it.
I thought she at least made it work for her voice. Maybe it wasn't the best idea, but that girl, you know, if this wasn't at home, she would have had more help from the musical director and things like that. And because she's so young.
Yeah.
I thought that was really sad because any other season she would have gotten the support that she needed to make it work as a really young person. So
that is true.
And I'm kind of just upset that everybody that left.
Right.
Because it was so fast.
I know. Because we're doing it remotely now, they did speed the season up and it's too fast. You know, I wish they had extended it a little longer.
50% of people were gone.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. In a second. Well, on a brighter note, Hamza, you have anything to say to our viewers?
Oh my God, we've been enjoying talking to you guys so much. Life has been going and going and going. So please follow us, share, subscribe, and let us know what we can do to better the show. In fact, since Lisa wants to showcase what she's able to do, I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is. So if you guys can comment below a song you want me to sing, next Sunday I'll make sure I perform it, record it, and I'll put it up for you guys. So let me know.
Wow.
That includes the chat too, not just everyone. So anybody that's live right now will double check on that. And I will double check everywhere 15 times to make sure this man sings a song next week. And he didn't even have to do this. He's doing this for y'all.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make it
fun. I'm excited. We've never heard you sing. Trina and I think are excited too. Yay.
I'm like Sia. Excited. I don't like being looked at while I'm singing. I'm like Sia. So I'm going to turn around, put a wig on, and let's see what I can do.
Beautiful. Down. Let me jump in the chat real quick just to tell y'all what these guys are saying. Actually, no, those are some favorites. Let me move down. Tara Balt says Franklin and Dwayne sad face. Mm. Big time. Big time sad face. And Jonathan Lowe, Kimmy deserved another shot. So Jonathan must be real mad at you, Lisa. Joseph said, I'm worried about the voting because not everybody is voting live because of the East Coast and West Coast. Exactly. So you forget to do it. Mm. And let me see.
Good point.
Jonathan Lowe agreed that Olivia could have benefited from the big stage. Tara says she wants you to sing Superstition.
Oh,
good one.
Take it down. Let's tally up the votes.
We'll tally up the votes. Tara, thanks for chiming in, but we'll keep it moving in the comments and the live chat, just like I'm going to keep it moving now. Let's go to the surprises. Let's talk about first who we think was a surprise that made it or left, whichever way y'all want to do it. Lisa, why don't we start with you?
So my surprises I did a little differently. I did surprises of their performance. And one of the people that surprised me the most tonight was Arthur Gunn. Did you notice he kept his eyes open the whole time? He looked confident. He was a totally different performer tonight. Mm-hmm. He really took the notes that the judges have been giving him. And I thought he was amazing. I thought it was so cool how he did that Country Roads Take Me Home, how he did it like a Bob Marley version. I mean, I loved it. That was a surprise because I didn't think you could change that much in a week. And literally, I was watching his eyes because I know that was a big issue I had last week. Like, his eyes were closed the whole time. But tonight, he had them open the whole time and he looked confident. And I loved it. Such a surprise.
Love that. Anybody else?
Actually, Grace Lear was another surprise for me just because of her song choice, because she decided not to do country. She did Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Judy Garland, and she sounded like a completely different singer. She actually sounded more powerful. Her voice seems stronger. Like Luke said, she's usually in that country range and that's kind of what she does. So it was cool to see her stretch her vocals a little bit and do something different. So that was a surprise for me.
Totally, totally agree on that one. Hamza, what do you got?
I'm going to start off by talking about Michaela. That girl's control on her voice is ridiculous. I'm not sure if she's trained professionally or not, but she has such precise control on her voice. And it's just, I'm not even sure, I forgot what song she even sang, but I just remember watching it. And the only thing I thought of was she's hitting those notes so beautifully and everything is, the transitions were nice. Everything was just so well done on her end. So she surprised me. But my number one surprise though, it's not because he does bad always or he does good always or anything like that. It's because he's a fan favorite, but I have yet to be impressed by him. That's Francisco Juan. Ooh. So Cisco was one of those that I know he's a good singer. Trust me, I know he's a good singer. I just didn't see anything in him. He just never entertained me like that. However, today I was put him on and I was like, all right, cool, Francisco, let me go ahead and tune out. But no, he captured me. He brought me in. His progression of the song ended nicely. I think he made me have fun. I had fun with the song. So Francisco will be my biggest surprise for the night.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll get back to Michaela in just a sec. But my surprises, first one was Johnny, in the way of, I don't know why he made it.
I agree.
I think he is, obviously, everybody's a good singer at this point, right?
Right.
Everyone's just really, really good. Right. But, you know, I could have picked a couple people from those that went home that I thought were better.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right.
And same goes for the next guy that I'm going to say. And I know this might be an unpopular opinion, but Dylan.
Yep, I knew you were going there.
The same thing as last week. I just wasn't feeling it. Again, he's good, but you know, we could have had other people. So I hope that I'm proven wrong by these two. And I hope that they really, you know, they've made it to top 10, but they're going to keep cutting. So I hope that they bring it back up. So the biggest surprise of the night was the judge save. And I was actually kind of shocked that they did pick Michaela. And out of everyone, they picked Michaela. Y'all know I love Michaela.
Right.
And I totally agree with you, Hamza, on that control. It is the Ariana Grande thing. I don't just say it because she has that, you know, that vocal tone. I say it because her voice is that good when it comes to control. She can sing, you know, she can power sing, she can sing softly, she can whatever it is, she's balanced. But I was a little confused, not that I don't love that she's here, because I think she's gonna keep doing amazing. What do you guys think about that save?
I got an opinion behind it. So yeah. I don't get me wrong, I love Dwayne, I wish he would have been saved. I love Olivia, I wish she would have been saved. In fact, I wish they can both be saved and switched out for two other people right now. But I think Michaela probably has the most potential. She has the most they can do with her. I think she can go in many different directions, whether it's singing her own music and performing, or joining Disney and being in the next Frozen or something, or going on to Broadway and doing something there, or High School Musical 4. I don't know. Michaela has the most potential overall. And I think as experts as the judges are and people are in the business, they saw a little bit of her. And I think she has a lot of potential. And I think that later on in the competition, we're going to be looking back at this and be like, oh, that's why. That's why.
I totally agree, Hamza. Actually, I follow her, you know, on Instagram, and she's got so many followers and so many young people like really interacting with her when she does, you know, Instagram Live and everything. I mean, she does have that huge following and can do so much, like you said. So I think you're right. I think it did have more to do with that, you know, what they can package her as or what she can do and her following. She's a huge following already.
I feel that, and you're probably 100% right. And I can't wait to keep her seeing her perform because I love her. I just didn't expect the vote to go that way. I would have expected Franklin Boone, I think.
Yeah. That was.
Let's see what the chat has to say. Okay. Tara Baltz, Arthur brought it. Lisa S, my vote is superstition 2. Mark that as 2 votes. Ew.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Jonathan, I'm not normally an Arthur fan, but I really did enjoy his performance tonight. Tara Baltz, I was worried about Grace's song choice, but it was awesome. Tara Baltz, I was not fond of Johnny. But Jonathan, I disagree. I think Johnny is a true musician and artist. I can feel that too. I can feel it too. Michaela was a good save. Joseph, I was surprised they saved Michaela as well. Ron. Hello, Ron. I don't think we've ever seen you before. Thanks for coming.
What's up, Ron?
And Ron shared his top 4, so we're going to save that for just a minute. And then, Jonathan Lowe said, if you didn't know, Michaela was on America's Got Talent and got the golden buzzer.
Oh.
Well, she's used to this.
Jonathan, we didn't know.
That's
Thank you.
Scoop right there.
That's a tea, hot take.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to who our favorites were of the night. You know what? No, go ahead. Go first, Lisa.
So one of my favorites was actually Julia Gargano.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I didn't think, because I love Billy Joel. I love the reason she did Billy Joel, her and her family being in New York, and, you know, New York is having such a difficult time right now with the coronavirus. Yeah. And I, you know, she plays the piano. The obvious choice would have been for her to bust out the keys, play Billy Joel like everyone does, but she didn't. She didn't play the piano. She just sang it, which I thought was a really interesting, I don't know, she didn't go for the obvious. She did it different and made it her own, and she killed it. She did such a great job on that song. So she was actually one of my favorites of the night. And then also, of course, Just Sam, for the raw emotion. I think, Trina, were you texting me you were crying?
That's all I ever say on the group text, just so everyone knows. I'm always just saying, sobbing, or whatever else.
I was too. It was the meaning behind doing that for her grandmother. And like Katie said, it brought us to church. It was like she was singing in church to her grandmother. Beautiful. So emotional. Really nice.
You know, I love that about Just Sam also. Like everything was, it had a meaning behind it, and it really pulled me into the entire performance. I kind of like the background because she had like the drummer and the guitar behind her. I like the layout and everything. I just think that was cool overall. Like it felt like it was a concert, and Just Sam is always just so like, I don't know. So she performs for us. She's a performer, and I love that. She always gives it her all. My personal best though is Sophia James. I love that girl. She is. So to me, the reason I like her so much is because she has a very unique voice and a unique sound. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's 100% showing herself. I think there's something within her that we need to still see. And because she's doing so well without presenting her entire self just yet, once she starts opening up and truly believing who she is and really starts singing with emotion and just pulling that out of her, she's going to be a star, and we're going to love the music. Her artistry is going to be great, and she's going to come off like on top when it comes to this. So Sophia James is my pick.
You know, I love Sophia James too, but I did not like what she did with that Beach Boys song tonight. For me, it was too dark. I don't know. It was really dark. I know it shows her artistry, like you're saying, but I don't know. Did you like the arrangement, the way she did that song?
I like when people take a risk. Okay. It's so easy to sing a song. Like most people like to sing like songs like Adele and stuff, right? And Adele has good music, but it's easier to sing. It's easier to hit those notes, and it's so easy to just kind of follow along what's already presented to you. For you to take a chance, anyone that takes a chance and even does a little bit well, I can respect it, because that's trying to show me something new and different. And this is season 18. We need new and different at this point.
True. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you though, Lisa. I didn't love the vibe of what she did. But I also agree with you, Hamza, that we don't think she's, well, maybe showing her full self yet. I think it's somewhere in between this and that live stage in Hawaii where she went all out. It's somewhere in the middle of that. And maybe she's, you know, just trying to find herself. And you got to try stuff to do that. So loved that her brother gave her flowers. Yes. Oh. And also for Sam too, really sad when she said she wishes, you know, that the one person could be with her. Girl, Just Sam, it'll be worth it to be where you are. We promise. Yes. And this whole thing will subside and you will prevail. It'll be great.
Oh, and Trina, how cute was it when Just Sam called her grandma and she's like, guess what? I made the top 10. Her grandma's kind of like, yeah, of course. We all knew you were
like,
going
no
to.
Duh, Just
I know.
Sam.
Grandma, that's grandma.
Right?
Okay, so two of my favorites. One of them was Francisco.
Yeah.
And it's because I think that he was a little, you know, he just was giving everything tonight. And he didn't hold back like he normally does. I don't know how it's going with their taping before they find out if they made it not. Probably it's definitely not live, but there's something about the adrenaline of the evening, I think, maybe made him just kind of go hard. And so I thought it was really, really good. So that was one of my favorites. But my most favorite was Jovan Webb tonight singing Alan Stone. I love Alan Stone so much. And I think he did a perfect rendition of that song. Right. And I'm surprised that you didn't say he was your favorite, Lisa.
Oh, he was too. I hear you, girl. always.
I gotta apologize to Jovan. And Lisa, you probably are doing the same thing that I'm doing when it comes to him. I just feel like he's always really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Forget who you love because maybe they'll go home.
Right. And then these other people are surprising you, right? Because one day they're really well, good, doing
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bad, and then vice versa. But he's just always on top. It was really nice. I kind of like it. So honorable mention for me then, I guess.
Totally. There we go. Okay, let's Go ahead.
Oh, Trina, I like too, like you're saying, that he did like a different type of song than whatever everyone else is doing. I love that.
Exactly.
I just hope that doesn't work to his
disadvantage.
You know.
I feel you.
People
we'll see.
Need to vote for the singing. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So in the chat, favorite performances, Tara Baltz, Jovan and Just Sam, Lisa S, Jovan Dylan, Just Sam, Jonathan, Johnny and Francisco, honorable mentions, Arthur and Louie. And then we've got a bunch of yay Jovans and more Jovan Just Sams. And then Ron Faust, who is joining us. Sophia, Julia, Francisco, Johnny, my top four.
Oh, good for you,
there
Ron.
It is.
Finally, someone agrees with me.
Jonathan actually also agrees with you. He said, Sophia, I love Sophia too. She's a superstar.
Mm, agreed.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Well, let us get into the news.
We gotta have another new segment transition.
There's probably,
I know. I love when you do that.
Else.
You should always do that. Every time. So I don't know if you guys heard or not, but Luke Bryan has a cigar bar in Florida called Sure Thing Cigars. And apparently he did his big grand opening this past Friday when bars are not supposed to be open yet in Florida. So not only did he have a big grand opening celebration at his cigar bar on Friday, but it was like packed with people. It was a big karaoke night, no social distancing. So Luke Bryan is getting some heat right now for opening his bar before he's supposed to.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I gotta go check him out. I'm in Florida right now, and I could tell you that no one cares about social distancing here. Like, everybody's outside. Everyone's having a great time. It makes no sense to me. I just hope he doesn't get in trouble for it, though, because he's so close to that May 15th line where he can't open up. So, that's
insane. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Apparently, tell me if this is true, Hamza. So some media outlets were saying that restaurants can open tomorrow in Florida. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, but even like once restaurants are open, I guess it has to be at like 25% capacity or something.
Right.
But bars can't open yet.
I was talking to my buddy Brian. He's in the Orlando PD, and he's been patrolling this entire time and just out there and watching out for people. And he was telling me that today is that, yes, restaurants can open. If the majority of what you serve is food, you can go ahead and open up and 25% people per your capacity. If you're just a bar, no. And especially if you're a cigar bar, no. If you're like an alehouse or something where they serve food and they have a bar in the middle, or TGI Fridays, sure, you can open up. But just a bar, just drinking, absolutely not.
Ooh. All
right. Well, here's hoping that everybody made it out of that cigar bar healthy.
Yes. And apparently the next day, that was Friday night, Saturday, they had some big like crawfish and beer thing. If you buy a certain amount of crawfish, you get a beer, or vice versa. And so they're doing all these things to attract crowds to the bar right now.
I can't talk about it.
I'm going to go live and just go over there, guys. So
And also, I don't know if you guys heard, Adam Lambert and Queen recorded a new version of We Are the Champions, and they called it You Are the Champions, and dedicated it to the healthcare workers, the first responders and healthcare workers. You have to go see the music video online. They cut to clips of like doctors and nurses and the people that are helping. I have chills talking about it right now. It's so beautiful. Have you guys seen it?
No, but I'm already crying right now, so I probably won't watch it.
Yeah.
I gotta watch it, because Adam Lambert is super talented, and then Queen, like, oh god, okay, I can't believe I didn't see this yet. I'm gonna go watch it.
Yeah.
Are there any proceeds or anything like that happening with it?
It is. It benefits one of the COVID-19 relief funds for healthcare workers. Yes.
If you buy the song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. If you buy the song.
Buy that song, y'all. Yeah. Buy that song.
Yes, but you have to see the video. It's so moving, you guys.
Okay.
Like, and you guys, we were kind of part of history being made with American Idol being the first show to kind of do like the live remote thing. Like, this has never been done before. And so another singing competition, The Voice, they're starting their lives this week. But
did you just whisper?
Yeah. Yeah, that other singing competition. Yeah. But yeah, they're starting that this week too. But you know what? American Idol did it first. So we were part of that. Groundbreaking.
Go ahead, Tina. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. We were talking. It's okay. I was just saying it's going to be interesting to see what this looks like in comparison, because I feel like it's going to look very different, because even the voice already looks different. It kind of looks of the future anyway. And so I'm interested to see what kind of telecast it will actually be in comparison to this one.
Well, one thing I know that's different is Carson Daly is actually hosting from an empty voice studio, where it's like Ryan Seacrest is hosting from home. Carson Daly will be in the studio by himself. And then, you know, they have mentors and stuff that work with them. Well, their coaches work with them. So they have to somehow watch them perform and help. It'll be really different. You're right.
Interesting.
Isn't American Idol like one of the OG singing competitions, and then The Voice, America's Got Talent, getting started afterwards anyway. So they're used to paving the way, and look at them showing people how to do the things right. Right. And then you just take what they already do and add to it.
Absolutely. I hope everybody just keeps doing it so that we can have more entertainment, more jobs, lots of stuff if these guys keep going that way. So all the shows, no matter if you're a music competition show that's not American Idol or not, we want you up and running.
Yes.
Agreed.
We've got some thoughts in the chat about some of that. Do you have more news?
Nope, that was it.
Okay.
Good news, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks.
There's some yikes comments to the first news. We'll move on from there. Yeah. Awesome to Queen. Love Adam's talent, says Tara. Joseph called you out and said, LOL, Lisa didn't want to admit The Voice is going remote this week. True facts, Joseph.
That's true.
And then Jonathan, can't wait to see how The Voice does it. Me too, actually. And Jonathan says, Idol is hands down the better show. We'll leave the chat on that.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a fun special segment. Hamza, hit us.
Look, we're winding down to the end now, right? And I love the opinions that we have. I love everything we're saying. I'm tired of the flip-flopping at this point. So I want you guys to cement your winner and the top 10, and let's see if we can follow them through. So who is the one person, who is the one person that you're getting behind and you want to see them take it all the way from the top 10? Trina.
No, I'm stressed. I didn't even think about it. I can get it together. The one person that I want to see in the top 10 to win is Arthur Gunn.
Ooh,
not surprised.
Although I didn't love tonight, I thought it was better than last week. And I think he's going to keep on keeping on with that. And I just love the guy's story. I love the guy's passion. I think that if he wins, it'll be such a huge win for American Idol itself.
Agreed. I actually like his backstory and everything. It's going to be very original if he does.
Yeah.
In fact, if he wins, Trina, I want you to propose to him.
I think I might be over that part. But I don't know what happened. Things get crazy up here. You know what I'm saying? But I do want him to win. I really, really do, because I think that he deserves. Not that everybody else doesn't, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, he's going to, so I'm going to beat you both because I got to say it first.
There you go. Well, I mean, I kind of already know who Lisa's going to pick, but I'll let her speak for herself. Go for it.
Aren't you guys going to pick the same person?
I know. Well, kind of for the same reason, Trina, that you're saying, like, it's what American Idol is all about. That's why I have to get behind Just Sam. Her story is exactly what the American Dream, what American Idol is all about. You know, she encompasses everything. It's more than just The Voice. She obviously has The Voice, but it's her story. It's everything. So, but that being said, Hamza, I'll be honest, when you said this, that we had to pick one, it was very, very hard for me because I love Jovan Webb so much too. And I too think he's the American Dream and a good story as well. And his voice is just, no matter whether he wins or not, he's going to go places. But Just Sam, she's the full package for American Idol.
I mean, I agree. The thing is, both you guys, actually, I wouldn't be surprised if either of y'all's top picks won, because those are the top two, in my opinion, that could make it to the end. And agreed, they both have this American Dream style behind them, where Arthur Gunn is a foreigner who just got here and made his way into learning the music and whatever. And then, you know, Just Sam, same thing. She's kind of starting from the bottom, rising herself up, scratching, clawing to get to the top, which I love. I'm going to go out on a limb here And I'm going to still stick with Sophia James.
Yeah.
Wow. Sophia James is my pick. I'm going to stick with her all the way till the end. And I know she's not the most obvious choice. I know she doesn't have the most beautiful story or anything like that. She has a beautiful story, but not the most like the other ones do. But I'm telling you, something about her, she's going to make a quick switch somewhere in this competition. And that's why I'm going to be like, yes, I was waiting for this. I was waiting for this. So Sophia James is my pick, locking it in.
Wow. Whoa. That makes sense to me too. She's one of the top people that I would pick as well. I think that, especially what we were talking about before, it's kind of, it might be the most improved situation for her. Not that she's at the bottom by any means, but as far as finding herself is concerned, I hope that she at least makes it so far so we can watch that.
Right.
Yeah. Hamza, have you ever noticed how she always looks so shocked when she makes it to the next level? It's like, I don't think she has any idea how good she is, you know?
She's always so surprised. And it's one of those things where it's like, I guess when you're hearing yourself versus you're hearing someone else, you're like, oh, I should have thought of that or I should have done that. I'm not sure what it is, but one day it's going to click for her. And when it does, I'm excited to see how she does. And she's fully like confident behind herself. You know, it's like if she can do that well, like with 50% confidence, imagine what she does with 110%.
Absolutely. We've got two more things from the chat. We've got Tara Balt and Lisa S that both picked Jovip. To go to the very end. You two remember that. Remember that you two did that. And then if you guys beat us, I don't know what'll happen. Something crazy. All right, guys, let's get into some quick predictions for next week. Hamza, hit me.
Oh my God, I'm going to hate saying this, but I really feel like Louis Knight's going to beat him. That's one of my predictions.
Yeah.
Wow. Done still.
Feel that.
You know, he went first again tonight. Do you think that had something to do with it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he goes, if they go first, like, okay, it's your turn to sing. Now it's your turn to sing. I think they just record all this and just kind of
throw them in there.
How nice the performances were. They saved the best for last.
Yeah. What about you, Lisa?
There are two people that I'm worried about. I'm going to disagree with you, but I don't think Francisco had the best night. I was kind of, I don't, and I love him. I know he's a fan favorite. He's really good, but I was like, I was kind of bored a little bit during his performance tonight. It didn't grab me. And also Grace Lear, she was one of my surprises because she did a different type of song, not country, but I think her core country fan base might not like that. I don't know. So I don't know how it's going to go for those two next week.
Yeah. I think that I agree about Francisco because I do think that tonight was probably his best performance, but some people might just not care.
Right.
And then Julia, I didn't love, and I'm not sure, you know, maybe America didn't connect with it either. I would not be shocked if either of those people bounced next week.
You know something interesting also? I just want to point this out because I saw this earlier on YouTube, but there is a war on YouTube, American Idol channel, going between Arthur Gunn fans and Francisco fans.
Oh, really?
And they're going back and forth on each other's channels or videos combating. So it's a lot of fun. I'm going to see what the fans have to say.
What? Is it fighting or is it like fun debate?
It's fun debating. It's so much like pleasantry, but you can tell there's competition there. I like it. I actually like it. It's nice.
Yeah, man. Fanboys, fangirls rule the world.
Hey, get that's behind them now. That's
exactly.
We are.
Exactly. Yeah. Until the day I cannot fan anymore. They need you right now. So like I said, a million times, everybody go vote for the people that you love. Meanwhile, Hamza, how can the viewers find you on the internet?
YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Hamza_mania. Hamza, H-U-M-Z-A _mania, M-A-N-I-A. Come on and follow me along.
Yay. And Lisa?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa, M-M-A-S-I. And on Twitter, I think it's Lisa Marie Macy, M-A-S-I.
I think it is too.
I know. I was going to say, you actually set it up. Like, Trina, what was it?
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hey Trina Dong. And I'm new to the TikTok game at Trina Dong. Thank you guys so much for watching the top 10. We cannot wait to see you and the rest of the contestants next Sunday night. See you then. Bye.
Thanks, Dave.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.